This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Bill Bowling is the Lieutenant Governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia, and he joins me live on the program. How are you, sir?
Hey, Coy, I'm doing fine. I thought you were going to let me talk about Lady Gaga there for a minute.
Went to the concert last night. It had over 15,000 people here in Charlottesville show up.
Wow. I must admit, I have never been to a Lady Gaga concert. I'm more of a George Strait kind of guy.
I'm with you on that. It was quite a spectacle. She is definitely this generation's new Madonna. She is really something else. And I was shocked at the crowd reaction, that there were so many people there from, across the board, young people, old people. I had no idea that this was such a phenomenon.
It's the same reaction I get when I'm out talking about ABC privatization and that kind of stuff, I'm sure.
There you go. Absolutely. They just line up. Well, that's what I definitely want to talk about. And I will tell you before we... Before we get into it, I want to hear your thoughts about it, because the governor's office finally released the plan, some of the specifics of the plan that are being proposed here. And I never really hold my cards too close. I've been a fan of this for years. I think it's way overdue, and we have a historic opportunity here to get the government of Virginia out of the liquor business, which it's such an anachronism. So let's talk about some of the specifics of the plan, and then the policy aspects, and then we'll get into some of the politics of it.
Well, we went into this process really operating off of four goals. Number one, and you mentioned this, get the state out of the liquor business and turn it over to the private sector, which we is where we feel it is more appropriately handled. Number two, in the process, through the selling of the franchise licenses, if you will, maximize the money up front, one-time cash that can be used to help address Virginia's highway construction and maintenance needs. And we think this plan will generate about a $450 million for that purpose. Number three, to make sure we didn't lose any money on an ongoing basis, because ABC sales are, quite frankly, profitable for the Commonwealth, and we wanted to make sure that we could replace on an ongoing basis the revenue that the state currently takes in annually from ABC profits, and I think we've succeeded in doing that. And then fourth was to still be able to have some regulatory oversight to control the number, location, and quality of stores. And I think the proposal that the governor's staff has released yesterday does that. So, what I've been saying to folks is, regardless of what your preconceived opinions about ABC privatization might be, give this proposal an objective look. We tried to listen to all the concerns that folks had. I think we came up with a pretty good product, and if people look at it objectively, I think they'll like what they see.
We're talking with Bill Bowling, and the phone lines are open at 977-1070 if you've got a question for your lieutenant governor. Bill, we had a call yesterday. Somebody wanted to know, if Virginia makes so much money each year, it looks like we would lose money over the long run, maybe make some money in the first year, but then ultimately lose money. Number one, respond to that, your thoughts. And I would just say, number two, I personally feel like this is money we shouldn't be counting in the first place, because it's money we shouldn't have gotten used to having in the first place, I guess.
Well, first of all, that's a legitimate concern, and that's the reason why it was one of the priorities that we tried to address. And at the end of the day, I think we did successfully address it. Most of the money, Coy, that Virginia makes today on liquor sales comes from two places. There's currently a 69% markup on distilled spirits that the state imposes. And then on top of that 69% markup, there's a 20% excise tax. So about an 89% markup or tax, if you will, currently in place on those liquor sales. What we basically did was take that 69% markup and that 20% excise tax and just impose it at different points in the wholesale to retail distribution scheme. So what ends up happening at the end of the day is the state ends up collecting about 94% on an ongoing basis of the revenues that we currently collect through that markup and excise tax. So there's a little bit of a loss. It's only about 6% per year. but we were able to make up 94% of that. And, you know, so we think that does address that concern. And again, we were able to do that without imposing any new taxes on anybody. This is basically just a redistribution of the markup and excise taxes that have been in place for a long, long time. Folks, a lot of folks just didn't even know that they were there.
If you just joined us, we're talking with Bill Bowling, the Lieutenant Governor of Virginia, about the recently released plan for to privatize Virginia's liquor sales in Virginia, privatize the ABC stores. Tell us now, let's discuss the politics of this, because it would seem that a lot of the objection is either from, Democrats who perhaps don't want to see the governor score some legacy legislation here, or don't like the idea of losing some of this public money that they make off of the sale of liquor. You also have some social conservatives who've been out front saying, you know, this is the this would increase driving drunk problems and increase liquor sales in Virginia, and we don't need that. Although I should point out that studies show that that is not the case around the country where this has happened. You don't see those kind of problems. But talk a little bit about what are some of the political nuts and the bolts of this as we move closer towards the General Assembly session in January.
Well, the political side of it, to be perfectly honest, there's not much you can do about it. I mean, if there are those in the General Assembly that just say, I'm going to be opposed to this because I don't want Governor McDonald to get a, quote, victory, end quote, they're in the wrong business. They shouldn't be holding elected office to begin with. But if they have that attitude, there's just not much you're going to be able to do to change that. That's going to be what it is. You know, some of the other concerns are legitimate concerns. I mean, if you say, well, I don't want to lose general fund revenues on an ongoing basis, that's a legitimate concern. But I think we've addressed that. You know, as I said before, 94% of that ongoing revenue base has been replaced in addition to the $450 million of upfront money that we can generate for highway construction and maintenance. And the other concern, which has been expressed by some social conservative groups, religious groups, and I must admit this was a concern of mine going into this process as well. You know, we don't want to see a proliferation of liquor stores. We don't want a liquor store on every corner. We don't want, some of the I don't know a better way to put it, but sleazy liquor stores that you sometimes see in other states. And I think we've also been able to control that. We currently have about 322 state-owned liquor stores. Under this proposal, we will issue up to 1,000 licenses all across the state. That's going to take our ratio of liquor stores to citizens to about 1.8 stores per, I think it's 100,000 citizens. We're currently at 1.6. The national average is 3.8. So we're still going to be a lot less in the number of liquor stores that we have, that you have other places. And there's also going to be some very strict quality control standards built into these licenses. And if people don't live up to those standards, they're going to lose their license. But here's what I think you're going to see happening, Coy. A lot of this new distribution system is not necessarily going to be new liquor stores. It's going to be new shelf space in stores that already sell beer and wine. Places like some grocery stores, some drug stores that already sell beer and wine, they're going to choose to apply for license to add distilled spirits to the shelves. So I think while you say, well, you're going from 332 outlets to 1,000, that sounds like a lot. It's still a lot less than the national average. But what we think is going to happen is these aren't going to be 1,000 new liquor stores. It's going to be a lot of existing outlets that are already selling beer and wine that are simply going to add liquor, and it's going to be more shelf space in those stores as opposed necessarily to more stores. So, you know, what we're saying to folks who maybe instinctively or historically have opposed privatization of ABC, lay those preconceived opinions on the shelf, look at this objectively. I think we've devised a proposal that gets Virginia out of the liquor business, turns it over to the private sector, generates $450 million up front for highway construction and maintenance, which is desperately needed, replaces the ongoing revenue, 94% of the ongoing revenue, and still ensures that we're not going to have a proliferation of stores and that we're going to have good quality stores. And I think this proposal really, if people look at it objectively, is one they're going to want to support.
Bill Bowling is the Lieutenant Governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia. Thank you for joining us. I appreciate it, and good luck with this proposal. I'm one who hopes that it passes.
Thanks, Coy. See you soon.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.